You're listening to SBS News.
Award-winning poet Omar Sacker says he has struggled with anxiety and depression for most of his life as he navigated his sexuality in a religious household.
So I grew up with my Lebanese family in Western Sydney. We're Muslim and I'm bisexual as well. So, I mean, you want to talk about taboos, like I'm already there. Mental health is not only not really talked about in the community, it's kind of like dismissed, right? You know, I've heard people kind of talk about it as though it's like a hoax, like it's a Western hoax. It's not real. And I think that's really, really wrong. You know, I've seen the kind of terrible coping mechanisms that obviously unwell people adopt because they're not getting help. And I've been one of those people, you know?
Mental health remains a taboo topic in many families and communities, and Omar says it can often be even more difficult to understand and discuss in migrant communities.
Something someone said to me once, you know, really stuck with me, which is that, you know, anxiety is a response to a perceived threat, right? And so I think, like, for people of color in particular, if you're you know, Arab and Muslim in this world, or coming from, you know, another kind of disadvantaged background, there are a great many threats.
But the hardships have become important sources of inspiration for Omar. He says he interrogates his personal feelings and harnesses those emotions in his poetry.
It's been really helpful for me to kind of take the pain in my life and transform it into something beautiful if I can, you know. Because then I'm not just passively receiving the pain, I'm meeting it head on and I'm transforming it. I do think that there's something really helpful about the process of writing in kind of figuring out what's going on and, you know, bringing things into the light, so to speak. But I don't think that that's enough, right? I think if you are suffering from a mental illness, then you need help from a medical professional, you need counselling, you know. But this is just one of the tools that I have that helped me.
Omar is one of the artists featured in the interactive arts festival The Big Anxiety, which aims at breaking down the taboos around mental health. 63 events across Sydney are being held as part of the festival, including virtual reality experiences, immersive installations, music performances, and one-on-one conversations. Executive and Artistic Director Professor Jill Bennett says the festival aims to create safe spaces to discuss mental health in thought-provoking environments.
The arts are really, you know, fantastic for exploring complex mental states and distress and emotion, and doing it in a way that is very engaging and enjoyable as well, even when we're dealing with quite a difficult subject matter. We're trying to think really practically about how we can be more comfortable with not just, you know, thinking about ourselves and our own emotions and feelings, but also dealing with other people and situations that we're not familiar with.
Mental health is regarded by many as a silent killer, with suicide the biggest killer of Australians under the age of 45. Nearly 5 million Australians are experiencing a mental illness, but Professor Bennett says two-thirds of people are failing to seek help.
So that tells us that we need, you know, more subtle and complex methods of communication and engagement. So we're really trying to operate in that space, not only to connect people to mental health services, but actually to say, well, maybe you don't have to step into the mental health sector or the medical sector to actually deal with mental health.
Omar's poetry will feature at the festival as part of an installation in collaboration with a local artist and high school students. He hopes it will help open people's eyes to an illness which does not discriminate.
I think it's really important that we change. We start to try to change attitudes in every community. And then also, it's not just about, like, community, it's not just about culture, it's also about class, right? It's also about education.
Omar Dabaj, SBS News.